This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Almonds added to WIC, designating California-grown mushrooms and climate disclosure in EU. Almond-based foods added to WIC options. The Almond Alliance is celebrating the USDA's inclusion of almond-based dairy alternatives and the authorization of nut and seed butters as substitutes for peanut butter in the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC. The trade group applauded the progressive approach for addressing dietary restrictions, accommodating allergies, and promoting nutrient density. Outgoing President and CEO Aubrey Betancourt said her team is, quote, delighted to see almond-based dairy alternatives offered as lactose-free alternatives and as a means of promoting choice within the category. Another Appalachian bill services. Olive oil to cannabis producers have tried to build on the marketing success of California wines by pushing for laws to prevent out-of-state players from infringing on the state's brand. Now, mushroom farmers are getting into the fight. Assemblymember Don Addis of Morro Bay told the Assembly Ag Committee recently that AB 1833 is one of the bills she's most proud of. It was established a California-grown designation for mushrooms, helping to raise the visibility of local farmers on store shelves and support informed choices for consumers, she claimed. Addis raised concerns that the growing process is increasingly outsourced to operations overseas where regulations are weaker. California Certified Organic Farms is backing the bill. FDA about to finalize long-delayed ag water regs. FDA's new Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods, Jim Jones, says the agency's new regulations for agriculture water will be finalized before the end of the month. FDA proposed in late 2021 that produce growers use a systems approach to testing the water used to grow their crops. The agency dropped a microbial testing requirement that was a key part of the 2015 proposal to implement the ag water testing requirements in the Food Safety Modernization Act. Speaking to ag journalists, Jones says the final rule follows the prevention ethic that's in FSMA and requires covered farms now to identify hazards and, as they identify a hazard, to eliminate that hazard. He said FDA will work with farmers and state ag departments to ensure that producers are educated on the regulations and have the tools they need to do a good job of identifying hazards. Climate impact disclosure guidelines hit Europe. Companies generating over 150 million euros in turnover annually on the European Union market are navigating a new set of guidelines in Europe requiring them to report their climate impacts. International Dairy Foods Association ESG Director Mike Aquino told reporters yesterday. Aquino at the North American Agriculture Journalists annual meeting yesterday said the European Union's new Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive rules, quote, seems to be the most complicated set of environmental and social reporting requirements IDFA members say they are currently navigating. They require companies to provide information on environmental, social, and employee matters, respect for human rights, anti-corruption, and bribery matters. It will be an evolution, and it will take some practice for companies to get their reporting routine down, Aquino said. The rules took effect in the 2024 financial year, that according to the European Union website. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabble AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. New practices can be added to Climate Smart List, Bonnie says. The Agriculture Department is planning to continue to add practices to its Climate Smart List, but only if they are proven to come from a climate mitigation benefit. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Robert Bonney told reporters yesterday, "We think that will continue to expand," he said of the list. He stressed, however, that the agency utilizes a pretty rigorous process to determine what practices can be deemed climate smart. The agency added some livestock and irrigation-related practices to the list in September. The list determines which practices are eligible for Inflation Reduction Act funding through programs like the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program. Honing to head Ag Statistics Board. Lance Honing will be the chair of USDA's Agriculture Statistics Board, as well as Methodology Division Director, USDA announced yesterday. Honing has served as an acting capacity for both roles since November 23, USDA said, adding that as chair, Honing will, quote, lead the preparation and dissemination of market-sensitive agricultural forecasts and estimates. Honing has been crops branch chief since 2008. He replaces the previous chair, Joe Parsons, who has been on the job since 2016. Parsons is NASS Associate Administrator and is currently Acting Administrator. NASS Administrator Hubert Hamer retired at the end of March after serving as head of the agency since 2016. Well, here's today's He Said It. This action strongly positions the state to pass a balanced budget in June that protects key programs Californians rely on. That Governor Gavin Newsom, who on Monday signed a set of emergency budget actions the legislature approved last week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, April 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.